Welcome to the Social Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a larger audience. My guest today is Mark Loon from the University of Sunshine Coast in Australia. He recently published an article entitled Standards for Re-Innovation in Innovation Enabling Business Model of High-Tech SMEs, a Conceptual Model of a Capability-Based View. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Mark, welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Vincent. Great to be here. Thank you.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Oh, great. Thank you, Vincent. What gave the genesis to this research or this conceptual paper was basically I work with SMEs in Asia, and I realized, especially the ones in high technology, and I realized that they really had this good balance in terms of having very efficient business models, which of course is important, but also at the same time, they were able to develop new technologies at quite a fast pace. And of course, this was quite an anomaly because as we understand from literature, usually where business models are concerned is either you're efficient or you're innovative. So for high-tech SMEs in Asia to be able to balance this was something that intrigued me. So looking into it, I realized one thing that they were able to do was they were able to use standards. And hence this sort of gave rise to my question in terms of looking at SMEs business models, how they use standards to enable them to develop their business models.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
The first one was really to gain insight into how these SMEs were able to use emerging standards to be innovative, but also at the same time to see how these standards shaped the SMEs' business models. And also at the same time, it was looking at re-innovation as a phenomenon in the sense that how they were able to capture value through this process of re-innovation. And last but not least, I think I make a fourth contribution from a methodological perspective because a lot of conceptual models are based on light touch literature review and anecdotal stories or observations. What makes my paper a little bit different is that it builds on robust literature review and deep diving the information or the insights gained from literature review with real life empirical evidence. So in this case, four SMEs. And I actually observed that there were a couple of papers in other highly well-regarded journals that actually took this sort of approach as well.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Good question. So one part that I really found challenging was that in the phenomenon that I was observing through the empirical evidence was standards and how SMEs were using standards. But what I found was that where literature was concerned, it was very light in terms of the nexus of the topics of SMEs and standards. So I was able to find some. In some ways, it was good news because then it told me that I was in the right direction because there was certainly a gap there. But of course, the challenge there was also the fact that there wasn't a lot of literature in that space. And of course, the challenge was really from the reviewers, right? Reviewers says, I want something that's much more concrete and underpinned by literature. But thankfully, they were able to accept my argument that it's a balance between of what has been done, but also something that's happening in the future. And that's why it's a conceptual paper.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive results?
I think the most counterintuitive was, how SMEs were so capability-based. Because I suppose this was my own stereotype of SMEs in the sense that SMEs were always focused on working capital. It was always about opportunities and they didn't really focus on building internal capabilities like larger corporations. But what I found through my interviews with those four SMEs was that that wasn't the case. And they had good reason, because the way the speed at which they were developing these re-innovation and the way they were using standards, they had to develop a base of knowledge management. They had to develop a base of capabilities in terms of knowing what sort of standards to bet on and how they would use it in terms of process or the product innovation. They paid a lot of attention to it, and that caught me by surprise.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
I think, great question, Vincent. I think really it's to understand, to see how the innovation process, especially in SMEs, is that SMEs are entrepreneurial, not just in terms of the value proposition, but SMEs are also very entrepreneurial in terms of the resources that they use. And they develop a very unique capability in sort of layperson terms. It is really like they are able to develop a real tacit knowledge to understand, with all the emerging technologies that are happening, which ones are the ones that are going to make it. I got the sense that this is something you develop over time. And I think there is, of course, a lot of literature in intuition in terms of entrepreneurs. So I think in terms of the next sort of building upon this, it's also this knowledge, but also it's about, you know, to some extent, intuition of entrepreneurs and SMEs. And I think in terms of practitioners or entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs starting out, I think learning from SMEs, being able to balance the efficient and innovative innovation and enabling business models is something that one can really take away from the study.
Thanks a lot, Mark, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Standards for Reinnovation in Innovation-Enabling Business Models of High-Tech SMEs, a Conceptual Model of a Capability-Based View. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-early.com and on the main podcast platforms.